post somebody with a warning horn that can be sounded once the protector gets dangerously close. And he says you should pull in the pickets watching the pass now, just in case Soulcatcher changes her mind about taking some time off.
That was a good idea.
Runmust and Riverwalker made the mistake of being close enough to be seen. I sent them to go bring the scouts home. Tobo, you can't ignore your mother. You'll end up getting along with her worse than she gets along with your grandmother.
Sleepy, why can't she just let me grow up?
Because you're her baby, you idiot. Don't you understand that? When you're twice as old as One-Eye, you'll still be her baby. The only baby that cruel fate hasn't gobbled down. You do remember that your mother had other children, and she lost them?
Yeah.
I've never had children. I never want to have children. In part because I can see how horrible it would be to see my own flesh and blood die, and not be able to do anything to prevent it. Family is supposed to be extremely important to you, Nuang Bo. I want you to drop whatever you're doing. Right now. Go over and sit on that boulder. Spend 2 hours not thinking about anything but what it must have meant to your mother to see your brother and sister die. Think about how badly she must not want to go through that again. Think about what it must be like to be her after everything else she's had to go through. You're a smart kid. You can figure it out. When you are around people long enough, you get a feel for how they react. I could see his first petulant inclination was to remind me that I had been younger than he was now when I attached myself to Bucket and the company, which had little to do with the argument at hand, but which was the sort of tool you grab when you are that age. If you intend to say something, make sure it makes sense before you do. Because if you can't think logically and argue logically, then there isn't much hope that you'll have any success with the sorcery, no matter how talented you are. I know. I know. From everything you've seen, the bigger the wizards are, the crazier they are. But within the boundaries of their insanity, every one of them is rigorously mathematically rational. The entire power of their minds serves their insanity. When they stumble, it's because they let emotions or wishful thinking get in the way.
All right. I surrender. I'll sit on the damned rock until it hatches.
Oh, Dad also said to tell you that Narayan Singh is somewhere close by. He can sense the deceiver, but he can't pinpoint him. Kina is protecting him with her dreams. Dad says you should ask the White Crow to look for him. If you can find it and get it to sit still long enough. Crow Hunter. Maybe I'll call myself that. It sounds more glamorous than Sleepy.
Tobo sounds more glamorous than Sleepy.
Tobo headed for the boulder and settled in an approved attitude. I hoped I had planted seeds that would take root and sprout while he was trying to think of everything else but. At least you get to change your name when you grow up. Stupid. Anytime I feel like it, I can tell everyone to call me whatever strikes my fancy. Crow Hunter gave up her name. She was a failure. The white monster was nowhere to be found. So I went and spent some time with Sara, even though she did not welcome me right away.